Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the program's coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. Today's episode is the first of a two-part arc called History on the Rocks, and I don't mean ice. I'm talking about two historically significant rocks that were discovered here in Washington County, although neither of them originated in the county. In fact, one of them isn't even from this planet. One of them has a home in our collection. The other, well, we're not quite sure where it is. But we know it's in many different places because it was cut up. Well, today we're going to talk about our space rock, the Trenton meteorite. First, what is a meteorite? Well, a meteorite is a chunk of rock that has fallen to Earth from space. Now, it's estimated that 18,000 to 24,000 pea-size or larger particles fall to Earth from space each year and appear as falling stars. Most of these burn up in the atmosphere as they fall. These are known as meteors. Those that do not burn up and end up landing on Earth are called meteorites. Now, scientists study meteorites to understand the early solar system. Rocks on Earth have been changed by volcanoes and other natural weathering processes. Most meteorites haven't undergone these changes and can give scientists clues as to how the universe was formed. Now, although most meteorites are smaller than an orange, large ones do reach the Earth's surface. In fact, the largest intact meteorite ever found on Earth was in Hoba, Namibia. It weighed 60 tons, despite the fact that it was only 10 feet across. Okay, so now that you're up to speed on meteorites, let's talk about Washington County, Wisconsin's own meteorite. In 1858, farmer Lewis Korb plowed up the first chunk of the Trenton meteorite in his field. Now, as it fell to Earth, the Trenton meteorite broke apart into several fragments, and at least 13 pieces have been found over the years. Most of them were cut up and distributed or sold to research institutions and collectors. One of these pieces is on display right now at our 1889 Courthouse Museum. So how did it end up at the museum? Well, in 1947, a man named Calvin Schmidt discovered one of the now few uncut pieces of the meteorite. Calvin was picking corn on the Lowerman farm near Highway NN and Oak Road in the town of Trenton. Calvin received many offers for the meteorite, including from the Smithsonian. But feeling strongly that it should stay in Washington County, Calvin donated the meteorite to our Historical Society in 2000. And you can see it today at the 1889 Courthouse Museum in the Achievement Hall of Fame exhibit. Calvin was inducted into the Hall of Fame in December of 2022. Now, the weathering on the outside of the meteorite suggests that it fell to Earth about 100,000 years ago. It weighs 26 pounds, which is a lot for its size if you've ever seen it. This is because it's made mostly of iron. Now, if this meteorite were cut and polished, the inside would show a pattern of interconnected eight-sided crystals. This pattern puts the Trenton meteorite into a class called medium octahedrite meteorites. So, that's the story of the Trenton meteorite. If you'd like to see the meteorite, stop in anytime during our regular open hours. You can find that information and other stuff to know about your visit at our website, thetowerheritagecenter.org. Join me next time for the second part of our History on the Rocks episode arc. In that episode, I'll discuss the largest diamond found in Wisconsin and the mystery that surrounds the stone to this day. Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!